You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Enhanced odds, Jordan Ayew to score and Aston Villa to win is 6-1. Riyad Mahrez to score and Leicester City to win in the betting at 4-1. Aston Villa got their first win in 19 Premier League games against Crystal Palace on Tuesday night, winning 1-0 in a game that was of pretty poor quality. Leicester City continue to roll, 1-0 winners away at Spurs midweek, and Robert Huth with the decisive goal, and they're now level on points with Arsenal with 43 points, and the odds on for the first time to finish in the top four as well, 8-11 for Leicester to finish in the top four, Lee.
Madness. Yeah, and well done to them. You know, already got more points now than they got in the entire season last season with the 43. Joint top, could go top here if they just need to draw the game. Arsenal playing on Sunday, and I expect them to. I mean, Villa, you know, it was a mistake from the Palace keeper that gifted them that win. Goals aren't easy to come by for Villa. And, you know, this this Leicester City defence, you know, after, you know, he offered them pizza for weeks and weeks and weeks and they couldn't get a clean sheet, you know, and now all of a sudden they, you know, that they are keeping some clean sheets in the Premier League and doing pretty well. You know, they've managed to keep decent strike forces quiet, so I can't see how they'll not keep Villa's strikers out here. I think, again, I mean, similar to the first game that we previewed, I think this is a relatively comfortable game for Leicester. I don't see them having too many problems. You know, they've been a lot stingier, as I said. I think Leicester will win it again. And, you know, the Leicester win and under 2.5 goals. So no reason to doubt them. I mean, if this is Arsenal, Man City, Tottenham, the other teams in the top four, going to Aston Villa, they ain't 6-5, are they?
That's no. A good point.
So that's 6-5 exactly should right. should be good enough for anyone. I'm going to be a little bit greedier and just go Leicester and under 2.5.
14-5, Leicester winning under 2.5, Derek.
I was actually going to... You mentioned those other teams. I was going to say, even if Man United went to Aston Villa...
No.
Because of who they
are, Liverpool. And Liverpool. And
yeah.
Southampton.
And yeah, Liverpool. Yeah, Southampton beat out 1-3. You're right. Everything points to Leicester. And you know, there was signs maybe of a little bit of a wobble when he couldn't score those goals. You know, they were blank against Liverpool, Man City and Bournemouth. You could excuse two of them, I suppose. But they've come back strong. Two good games against Tottenham, one with an understrength side, and they were the better side in both. Well, you know, arguably... yeah, they've done nothing wrong. They still look as though they're firing on all cylinders. I thought it was, you know, maybe they did hit the wall, but they haven't. They've come back strong, and I'm not getting fooled by Villa in midweek. I mean, they're meeting the Palace side. They can't score goals, and look as if this, you know, they've given up for the season already, and they're concentrating on the FA Cup. Ridiculous though that might sound. Yeah, Leicester all day long. 6-5 is too big.
And as you've mentioned, Derek, it did look like they were going through that spell when Jamie Vardy and Riyad Mahrez weren't scoring, but N'Golo Kante has made the most tackles and interceptions in the Premier League so far, and he's been key just sitting in I know how you feel about that player just sitting in front of the four defensive players, Derek, but he's been good.
Yeah. Well, I mean, everybody was raving about Nemanja Matic last season doing the same job, and look what's happened to him. You can get me sticking in front of a back four. You're winding me up, aren't you? You are winding me up.
Vardy, interesting. I mean, I saw the stat on Opta about it after his 11 consecutive goals or games that he scored in.
Yeah.
And he scored one in seven since, when he's six shots on target. Well, he was only having minimal shots on target before, if you remember that.
They were just going in.
Yeah, and that's the problem with a player like that, where you're not getting loads and loads of chances. You know, if your form starts to dry up, or you're carrying an injury, or you're coming back from a little layoff, then you're going to suffer. But, yeah, I mean, interested on the top goal scorer market, by the way. Vardy's 5-1 to be top goal scorer. Lukaku's the favourite, 7-4. Harry Kane, 5-1. Olivier Giroud is 10-1 to be top scorer in the Premier League. He's only three goals. He's three goals behind Lukaku and Vardy, but he's playing for Arsenal.
You'd have that, wouldn't you? What a corker of a goal that was.
He's just an intelligent player who gets in the right position, and they create a lot of chances. You know, he'll get more chances than Vardy.
Yeah, I like that. I do like that bet. What price was it, Lee?
10-1. Third of the odds for a place in the top two as well. If you're a weakling.
You've been on this podcast a few years, but I think you've come up with a good one there.
Thanks, mate.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.